You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
First, I want to be able to share something that is personal to me. Okay lang po ba yun? I brought here with me a box. And inside it are personal stuff that I have. Things that are very important to me. Things that I value. Things that I hold dear. Okay? So, ibig sabihin, mahalaga po to, pinagkakatago-tago ko. Okay? So, to show you some of them, I have here a plastic. Okay? With the label, driver's license. Okay? So, syempre, driver's license ko po to. Nandito po yung pangalan ko. And, syempre, importante po sa akin to because apart from this driver's license, I don't have the right, okay, to drive in the highways, on the streets, pag wala po ako nito. Huli po ako ng police. Di po ba? Ngayon, this is very valuable to me. Okay? Pero pag binigay ko po to kay Pastor Romel, kahit padalhin niya to maghapon, wala, plastic lang po to para kay Pastor Romel. It has no value or whatsoever to him. Why? Kasi this is named after me. This is valuable to me, but not necessarily valuable to him. Di po ba? I have here another item. I have here, okay, a shirt. Okay? Ewan ko po kung meron pa kayong gantong t-shirt sa bahay nyo. Yung sobrang laki na, tapos na sobrang luwag na, tapos hindi lang po siya, ano, bagay sa summer. Air cool. Di ba? So, to be honest with you, hindi po ito basahan. Okay, so, ito po ay isa sa mga paborito kong pangbahay, damit, especially pag summer, okay? So, talagang hindi po kailangan ng aircon. Okay? So, pag nagkamot po ako, madali. Okay? So, you know why? Kasi it's very comfortable. Okay? Masyadong presko, masyadong masarap sa katawan. Pero I'm sure, kapag sino ba sa inyo dito, gusto nyo ng t-shirt? Ha? Parang, wala bang magkakagulo na akin yan, akin yan? Wala, di ba? Pero sa akin, pag pinapalabang ko to, I make it a point na hindi maiiwan doon sa laundry business. Kasi this is valuable to me. But it's not necessarily valuable to you. Tama po ba? And lastly, I have here a post-it. Diba nakita naman tayo lahat ng post-it? Pag nakita tayo yung post-it na pakalat-kalat, siguro tinatapak-tapakan lang natin, ini-ignore natin. Mukhang basura, tinatapon natin sa basurahan. Kung responsible citizen tayo. Diba for me, ito po, tinatago ko. Kasi may nakasulat. Okay, basahin ko yung nakasulat dito. Sabi dito, Jerry, so nice to see you in the morning. I'd pick you over coffee in a heartbeat. Super happy to spend time with you. I love you. Che. Okay? Ito po yung isa sa post-it na binigay sa akin ng wife ko nung pa lang po kami, mag-boyfriend, girlfriend pa lang po kami, nung sinagot niya pa lang po ako. So, I was really, mag-asawa na ba tayo nito? Okay, na-misplace ko, okay. But nonetheless, wala po kasing date, okay. Pero tinatago ko po, kasi it's very valuable to me. Pero pag binigay ko sa inyo to, di ba, pag pina-auction ko sa inyong lahat, sinong willing bumili? Starting bidding, 1,000 pesos. I'm sure wala pong bibili. Okay? Pera sa asawa ko. Okay, so, why? Kasi this is valuable to me, but not necessarily valuable to you. Okay? I realized, tayo po lahat, there are things that are very valuable to us, but are not necessarily valuable to other people. I asked Pastor Romel a while ago in the office, sabi ko sa kanya, ano ba yung importante sa'yo? And isa sa mga importante sa'yo, tinignan niya yung wallet niya, nakita niya doon, yung picture ng family niya. Diba? Pag binigay niyo sa inyo yung picture ng family niya, I'm sure may inspire kayo, they look happy, pero it's not as valuable as it is to him. Di po ba? Pag, misal for some of us, yung valuable sa atin, especially tayong mga singles, yung tinatago pa natin yung resibo ng unang pinagamitan natin ng sweldo natin. Naku, unang sweldo ko to. Kinain ko sa Eat All You Can. Ayan. So, talagang proud na proud ka doon sa resibo na yun, may date pa. For some of us, tinatago natin yung mga tissue. Kasi ito yung pinapahid niya nung luha niya nung magkasama kami. O, parang kilig na kilig ka, balang araw, ibibigay ka sa kanya pa naging kami. Okay? Yung iba sa atin, tinatago natin yung mga memorabilia nung kasal natin. Okay? In our house, pag nagawi po kayo sa bahay namin, one thing that my wife values so much is yung vows namin. Okay, hindi niya lang po tinitingnan, pina-frame niya pa. Tapos nilagay niya dun sa wall namin. Okay, kasi it's very valuable to her. But the reality is, hindi naman po valuable sa inyong lahat yun. But it's valuable to us. The point is, there are things that are valuable to us that are not necessarily valuable to everyone or to other people. Now, the question is it possible? Could it be possible that there is something that is very valuable to God that is not necessarily valuable to you and me? Could it be possible that there is something that is so important to Him, but we don't see its worth? Or probably, yes, we know its value, but we don't value it as much as God values it. Today, we want to talk about that. Because if there is something that is valuable to God, and we are not valuing it the same way that He does, then we should be alarmed. Because if we are saying that, God, we love you so much, we want to worship you, we want to just honor you with everything that we do, then the things that He value are things that we are to value as well. And in this church, that is something that we are valuing also. For the last 30 years, we are valuing that very thing that God is valuing. Yun po yung pag-uusapan natin tonight in our second week in our series called Radical. And for us to talk about it, syempre pag-uusapan natin through the Word of God, can I invite you to all stand? We're gonna read the Word of God. Sa book of Luke, okay, let's look to Luke. Chapter 15, verse 1, says there, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Him." Right? It's talking about Jesus. "But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.' Then Jesus told them this parable, 'Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And if he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." And last verse says there, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word. I pray, God, that in the same way, God, that you have valued, Lord God, people, God, around us, I pray, God, that through this word, God, it would be the same, it would have the same weight in our hearts, God, that we would value other people as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, upo na po tayo. Imagine this with me, okay? Habang nagsisupo kayo, this was actually a time, a very familiar situation in the life of Jesus. He was here being surrounded by people who are considered sinners. Okay, so, and every time it happens na nagtuturo siya, gumagawa siya ng miracle, people would find that they are being drawn to Him. So they would crowd around Him. So imagine yun, si Jesus, nakaupo lang siya, nagtuturo siya, and then all of a sudden, there's a crowd listening to Him and being drawn to Him. And also, during this time that people are gathering around Him, this called sinners, this called people who are doing things against God, there would also be a Pharisee, okay, a teacher of the law around them, and they would be saying things, muttering things, probably complaints or grudges or sama ng loob na, grabe tong ano, pumefellowship sa mga makakasalanan. Okay, doon sa mga balasubas, sa mga masasama ugali, bakit siya yung kasama niya, yung gumagawa ng kalokohan? And these were the Pharisees, and they were thinking like that. And what is so amazing is, sabi ko nga, di ba, sinners, okay, are gathering around Him. Okay, they were, nagkukumpol-kumpol sila, nagsisiksika sila just to be able to be with Jesus. So, if you would notice, mag-isipan nyo, di ba, how come, okay, people who are not like Christ or like Jesus, like Jesus? People who are not like Jesus, like Jesus. And those, okay, Jesus, He liked people who is not like Him. Okay? So yung matanda, nasa slide ko yata yan eh. But I want you to know that this is so amazing. Because these people were drawn to Him. They liked Him. There was something about this man. There was something about this person named Jesus na nakakadraw ng mga tao. Okay? But the Pharisees saw Him differently. In fact, they said things against him. And during this time, that these Pharisees, these religious people who are thinking about the law and the practices of church were saying bad things against him, ginrab niya yung opportunity. Para sa kanya, this is my cue. This is my opportunity to teach something to his people. And then, he told them about the parable that we just read. Okay, so yun po yung setting. Napapaligiran ng mga sinners, tapos may mga bumabati ko sa kanya, tapos nagturo siya ng parable. Okay? And in this parable that we're going to study, we would realize how much God values the lost people. Maintindihan po natin, okay? So nung sinimulan niyo yung scripture, sinimulan niyo yung parable niya, okay, actually sa verse 4, it tells us that something of great value was lost. Something of great value was lost. May importanteng bagay na nawala, okay? Or nawawala, missing in action, okay? And if you would see in verse 4, sabi doon, suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them. Okay, does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? Okay, so meron daw pong isang shepherd na may 100 sheep. May 100 na tupa. Ngayon, may nawalang isa. Ilan ang natira? May nawalang isa. So anong ginawa niya? Nag-head count siya, sabi niya 100 to ah. Tapos binilang niya, uy, kulang ng isa. 'Di ba? Imagine niyo may picture tayo ng 100 sheep. Maraming sheep. Tapos niningnan niya na binilang niya. Nung binibilang niya 100 to, 'di ba? After a while, inaantok na siya. Kasi diba, bawal daw magbilang ng sheep eh. Hindi, pero nung nagbibilang siya, na-realize niya, uy, kulang ng isa. And then after realizing that one of the sheep was actually missing, you know what he did? He did something that is unthinkable. Unthinkable. What he did was, if this was the sheep, where ito yung herd ng sheep, iniwanan niya yung 99, umalis siya, hinanap niya yung nawawala. You know what? It was unthinkable. You know why? Kasi una sa lahat, ang nawala ay isang sheep. It was a sheep. A lot of times, you have this notion about a sheep na nung cute-cute nung sheep. Kasi minsan, na naisip natin sa sheep, parang stuffed toy. Okay, yung parang yung floppy-floppy ng stuffed toy. Okay, nung stuffed toy na to, ang cute-cute, sarap. Yan, parang ganyan. Yan, no? Di ba? Parang, ay, ako, parang kakaskas mo yung mukha mo. Parang unan, sarap. It's so adorable, so cute. Kaya feeling natin, parang it makes sense. But the reality is, hindi po ganun na itsura ng sheep. Pakita nga natin yung tunay na sheep. Yan. Ididikit niyo po ba yung mukha niyo dyan? Diba? It is not cute. It is dirty. Okay? It stinks. Bad yung smell niya. Ayaw mong lumapit dyan. Madami pa pong fleas yan around it. And the worst part of it, it's not even intelligent. Okay? Yung mga veterinarians, okay, they would even say that this animal is so helpless. They cannot feed themselves. They cannot find green pastures for themselves. They would not drink in a flowing water. Diba dati, wala namang, dapat may mga ilog. Hindi po sila iinom sa ilog kasi mababasa yung ilog nila. Diba? Gusto nila yung still water lang. Kaya diba sabi sa Psalm 23, okay, that the Lord is my shepherd, di ba? He leads me, okay, in quiet waters. Di ba? Kasi ayaw nila noon. Ganon sila ka-helpless. Kapag may naligaw sila, if they get lost, pag may umatak sa kanila na siguro lion, hindi nila kayang i-defend yung sarili nila. Kasi wala naman silang sungay. Wala naman silang venom para dinuraan nila yung kalabaw o yung walang patay. Di ba? Wala silang ganon. Wala rin silang evasive skills. Na tulad ng mga mabibilis tumakbo pag nakakita ng, uy, ito na yung predator ko, ito yung papatay sa akin, tatakbuhan na lang nila. O kaya didikit sila sa damo, camouflage na. Wala silang ganun. Pag nakita sila, patay na. Diba? That's why, if you would notice, they were something na parang tinama, bakit? Bakit ganun na lang yung value na binigay sa kanya? Okay? To the point na iniwanan mo yung sheep na yon, tapos hahanapin mo. Tapos pangalawa, sabi doon, ilan yung nawala? Diba? 99 yung natira, ilan yung nawala? Ha, very good. Okay, diba? May isa lang nawala. You see, property. Kung pag inusapan mo yung property, ito 1% lang po yung nawala sa property nga. If you're gonna think of it, it's not that significant. Pero for that shepherd, it was significant. It was very valuable that he is willing to search for it. Okay? You know that something is of great value kapag alam mong nawala, tapos hahanapin mo. Diba? Meron ako ditong bato. Sino ang gusto ng bato? Babato ko sa inyo. Pag may bato, diba? Itong batong to, pag nawala sa akin to, okay lang. Wala naman. Sobrang kinis, kahit panghilod, hindi papasa. Diba? Parang walang value sa akin to, bato lang eh. Pero you know what? Nung na-engage kami nung sa wife po, binigyan ko siya ng singsing. Eh, may bato yun. Yun, pag nawala, hahanapin ko po talaga. Talagang, ano ko diyan, makakatulog ang hindi ko nakikita. Kasi alam ko, it is of great value. What does it tell us? The shepherd went out looking for that sheep because he saw that that sheep is of great value. Something of great value was lost. Church, I want you to know that you are of great value to God. Maybe you came here for the first time and you just, feel mo, na-drag ka lang dito. Ngayon pa lang, I want you to know, you are of great value to God. Eh, pastor, wala naman po akong talento masyado. Hindi po ako kasing galing ng music team. Hindi po ako kasing galing ng mga nagsasayo na gumaganon-ganon. Diba? Hindi po nila ako kasing talented. You know what? You are of great value to God. Eh, pastor, you don't know my past. It is so dark. Okay? May masteral degree po ako at PhD sa paggawa ng kasalanan. Lahat po ng kasalanan, na-try ko na. You know what? I wanna tell you, regardless of what sin you have done, you are of great value to God. You are of great value to God. In fact, for the rest of us here, you are enjoying a relationship with God right now because God saw you as someone of great value to Him. You are very important to God. Hindi niya ikaw pinabayaan. Hindi niya, ay, walang kwenta to. Bahala ka sa buhay mo. When God saw us, He saw great value in us. That is who we are. The question now is, when we look at people out there, when we look at our family, when we look at our office mates, our friends, do we see them as someone, as people of great value as well? Because to God, all of us are people of great value. As we go on to the story, sabi natin, this sheep was lost. But ano yung ginawa nung shepherd? Okay, sabi dun sa verse 4, okay? Verse 4b to 6, sabi dun, does not he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep? And then sabi dun, until he finds it. Okay? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Sabi doon, he would look for it until he finds it. What does it say to us? Ibig sabihin nun, hindi po siya titigil. That our God would never give up, would never cease to look for the people, that sheep that belongs to Him. He was that relentless. He was that faithful. Kahit pag gaano kalayo, kahit pag gaano ka-lost na yung sheep na yun, He would always look for it. You see, during this time, Jesus was teaching about parables. And parables are actually an analogy or a story that relates to us human beings. Okay, so pag pinag-uusapan natin, para lang di po tayo malito, pag pinag-uusapan natin yung sheep, tsaka yung shepherd, sino ba talaga yung pinag-uusapan natin? Okay, para lang po malinawan tayo, sabi sa Isaiah 53, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Okay? Also, sabi sa John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Ibig sabihin po nun, the sheep is us, and the good shepherd is the Lord. It is God. So every time pinag-uusapan natin, I want you to imagine yourself na yung pinagtatawa na natin kaninang sheep, yung mukhang naku, walang helpless talaga, parang nakakatawa, walang kayang gawin. You know what? The Bible says tayo yun. Apart from the help of God, we are that helpless. We are that unlovable. Kaya nga nung nagtuturo si Jesus during the time, offend yung mga Pharisees. Kasi na-imagine niya, ito sigurong mga ito, ito prostitute, itong ano, ito gumagawa ng kasalanan, mamamatay tao, tax collector, yan talaga, sheep na sheep. Di ba? Pero ako, eh, nag-church ako eh. Regular ako sa 5 p.m. service. You know what? God still said that every one of us are like sheep before Him. And what is so amazing is that when he looks for His sheep, He would never give up. Diba? Sabi ko nga kanina, hahanapin at hahanapin niya. Okay? Ibig sabihin lang nun, I want you to know that God would never give up on you. Maybe you are here and you feel like, Lord, hindi ko pa nga feel ngayon eh. Alam ko naman, dati mo pa ako kinoconvince, dati mo pa ako nilalapitan, nililigawan, na isurrender ko na yung life ko sa'yo. But you know what? I wanna tell you, no matter how hard you may seem to be, God would never give up on you. Hindi ka susukuan ni Lord. Hahabul at hahabulin ka niya, hahanap at hahanapin ka niya until finally, ibigay mo yung buhay mo kay Lord. And for all of us here, di ba? Nandito tayo kasi someone did not give up on us. Hindi tayo sinukuan ni Lord. And someone, God used someone para hindi sumuko sa atin. Looking back, I realized nung estudyante pa lang po ako sa UP Las Baños, third year po ako nun, and during that time, I was into all sorts of vices, the barkada. And there was this one time na yung classmate ko, tinasigawan ko palagi kasi laki-laki niya. Sabi ko sa kanya, oh, taba, kamusta na tayo dyan? May assignment ba tayo? Sisigawan ko lagi siya. Diba? Tapos, after a while, this person never ceased to invite me to church. This person never ceased to pray for me. And guess what? Fast forward po, after a few months, that same person na sinasabihan ko ng taba, it's the same person who shared the gospel to me. Isn't that amazing when God uses ordinary people to reach other people because He never gives up? You see, that's the story of God to us. He never gives up on us. I like a quote that I heard from a popular movie, X-Men. Okay, napanood niyo po ba yun? Yung latest X-Men, sabi doon ni Wolverine, that some people may lose their way. Okay? That when someone loses his way, it doesn't mean that he is lost forever. You know what? The truth, that's our reality, because there's always a God who would come after us. There's always a God who's running after you. In fact, if you are here, I want you to know it's not an accident. You are here because God is creating ways so that He can finally catch up on you, so that you can finally hear His love. Okay? Amazing yung ginawa ng shepherd. Kasi pag tinignan niyo yung scripture, sabi doon, nung nakita niya yung shepherd, nakita niya na yung sheep, hindi niya parang, lokong sheep to, hindi tinadyakan. Hindi pinalo ng rod. You know what he did? He grabbed the sheep, placed it on his shoulders, and he brought it home. You know what, church? I want you to know, God brought you here not to condemn you. If there are things in your life that you feel like, Lord, alam ko naman marami akong kasalanan eh. I want you to know, I want you to hear me out. God is not here to condemn you. God is here so that you may experience His love. God is here so that He can bring you home to Him. So that you could experience the life that God has for you. The Bible says in the book of John that for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, okay? But to save the world through Him. This is God. That's why He came. And my hope is that church, I want to speak to you. My hope is that in the same way that God did not condemn people who are sinning, that we would do the same. That we would look at people and say that this person needs God. And we would not condemn them na ayokong dumikit sa kanya. Baka dumumi ako. Diba? Ayokong ma-associate sa kanya. You know why there are people, sinners, who feel like, naku, ayokong mag-church kasi baka pagpunta ako dyan sa Victory, baka pagpasok ko pa lang dun sa glass door, masunog na ako. Because there are times that we people who believes in God makes them feel that way. But my hope is that the same way that Jesus showed it to the people around Him, He was having fellowship, He was spending time with people who are sinners. My hope is that we would have the same heart. That just like a shepherd, we would look for them, we would find them and bring them home. How do we bring them home? Diba? Home is not Victory. Home is where Jesus is. So what we do, we share the gospel to them. We make them see that God loves them so much that He's willing to die for them. That's home. And that's what we do. We share the love of God to them. We bring them home. And as we continue, sabi doon, Pagdating niya sa bahay. Pagdating niya sa bahay. This is what happened. Verse 6. Then he calls to his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep." Di ba? Parang, uy, magsaya tayo mga kapatid. Magsaya tayo mga kapitbahay. Di ba? Magsaya tayo mga kaibigan ko. Nahanap ko na yung nawawala kong sheep. Don't you think it's quite odd? Because during that time, a sheep is considered a property. Sabi ko nga kanya, 1% pa lang yun. Pero for him, it is enough reason for him to celebrate, to have a party. Okay? Nagpa-party na po siya just for that. Okay? That is something that is unimaginable. Siguro po, kung ako yung owner nung mga animals, kung nawala sa akin is yung animal na to, pakita natin yung picture ng dog na meron tayo dyan. Kung yan po yung nawalang dog, tapos nahanap ko, magpapa-party po talaga ako. You know why? Because Tiberian Mastiff puppy actually costs $2 million. So ibig sabihin po noon, okay? Sa peso 86,940,000 pesos. Pag ganun kamahal yung asa mo at nawala, ay talaga magpapa-party ka. 'Di ba? But guess what? What was lost was not a dog this expensive. What was lost was an ordinary sheep. Yet for that alone, this shepherd, okay, rejoiced and held a party. Grabe, di ba? Ganon mag-value yung shepherd. Ganon mag-value si God. In fact, the Bible says, okay, the Bible says in verse 7, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." Okay? Ganon daw po yung party na nangyayari sa heaven. Nakakita na po ba kayo ng party? Meron na po kayo nakita? Okay, ang party po parang ganito. Yan. Ay, kita niyo po ba yung party na yan? Alam niyo kung saan nangyari yan? That party happened here last Friday. Okay? It was something radical when we pulled off a party feel for our youth service. And those people were not partying for things that are wrong before God. They were partying to worship our God. You know what? We believe there's an even greater party. Okay, ano nangyayari sa heaven kapag may nag-repent, kapag may nag-surrender ng buhay nila kay God. Okay? Kapag may nagbigay ng kanilang buhay sa ating Panginoon. You know what? Pag tinignan niyo yung Bible, God never said that He would throw a party kapag nag-pray tayo. God never said He would throw a party kapag nagbasa tayo ng Bible. God never said that He would throw a party kapag umatin tayo ng Sunday service. But you know what? He reserved that party only for one thing. When a person surrenders his life to Christ. That's how valuable people are to God. That's how valuable these lost people are to God. Last Friday, we did something radical. We did something unusual. Saan ka ba naman nakakita pagpasok mo? Church ba to o party? Diba? Church ba to or bar? Diba? But you know what? Because of that party that happened here on earth, here in Metro East, it resulted to a party in heaven. You know why? Because during that service, at the end of that service, we gave people an opportunity to receive Christ. And guess what? 167 of them committed their lives to Christ. A party on earth, but it ended in a party in heaven. You know what it tells us? As we talk about this story, about what this shepherd did for the lost sheep, it tells us that lost people matters to God. Lost people matter to God. My hope is that in the same way, we would see it in our lives. The Bible says in Luke 19 that this is what Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." He is here not just for us. Yes, we enjoy our walk with Him, our relationship with Him. But church, I want you to know that God is here so that he would be able to save the lost. Time and again, here in the church, we would do radical things. Magkakaroon tayo ng mime, magkakaroon tayo ng mga rock and roll seminar. Meron pa tayong mga seminars na tinatawag natin dati, indecent exposure. Meron pa mga ambush evangelism when kasalubungin ka lang, stranger, tas tatanungin ka, when you die today, do you know if you would go to heaven? Tapos sabihin niya, why do you think so? Kung ano man sinagot sa'yo. Tapos din, sishare na ng gospel. Pictures like this. These are open, open evangelism. Tatawag lang siya ng crowd kung saan maraming crowd. Tapos tatayo siya, mag-evangelize na siya, mag-share na siya ng gospel. Diba? Those are things that we normally don't do. Diba? Do you see that happening on the streets? Do you see someone doing that at the mall? Diba? But you know what? We are willing to go to those lengths during the olden times. Why? Because we are radical. Because we believe this is something that is important to God. Today, you know what? Reaching people is still for today. Sabi nga ni Pastor Steve, our founding pastor, okay, na unless, okay, hanggat meron pa na isang tao out there who doesn't know Christ, we are never big enough. Okay? We are never big enough. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, we are never big enough. We are never big enough. And today, we are still reaching people. I want to show you a video of someone who took this call to reach other people seriously. And my hope is that we will be inspired as we watch this video. Let's watch this video.
Na lagi sa oras. Sabi nga sa amin naghahabol ng biyahe. Doon na lang ako sa natutulog. Mga gasolina na lang nagpapahinga. May approach sa akin na invite akong Bible study. Eh dahil lang doon naman din ako. Pinagbigyan. Di yung nangusap talaga siya sa akin. Yung parang yung sipag ko pala, wala lang yun. Kumbaga pinupinta ko yung mga nakukuha ko. Wala palang halaga yun. Kahit isa doon, yung kaluluwa ko man lang, hindi ko man lang maisalbang. Ngayon, dito ko na nilalaan yung kalahating araw ko bilang pasasalamat sa Panginoon. Dati mayayain ako, excited na akong i-invite yung mga napapalapit sa akin na taxi driver. Ito, pag nakikita ko yung mga na-invite ko, na nandito na sila dati, mas masarap ang pakiramdam ko kaysa yung makakamit ako ng mga materialis na mabibili ko dahil sa pagbibiyahe ko. Sa maliit na paraan, ayun sa palagay ko, yun, dahil yun ang kaya ko, yun ang magpapatunay na masasabi ko talaga na basta driver, Jesus lang.
Hearing stories like that really inspires me. Knowing that regardless of a background, regardless of our situations, God can still use us to minister to other people. You know what? It's not an accident that why you are here. For some of you, God is calling you to just have a relationship with Him. But for some of us, God is calling you to make a difference, to reach out to people. What that shepherd did was something that is ridiculous. Something that is crazy. But you know what? That's also the story of Christ. Because when He went here from heaven to earth, that was crazy. What's even crazier is that He died on the cross for unlovable people like you and me. For people who are sinners. For people who are doing the things that are against Him. What He did was something that is foolish. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians that for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. You know what? It may be foolishness, but upon encountering that love, upon encountering that grace that God has given us, it would no longer be foolishness. It would be the greatest thing that happened in our life. Today, my hope is that for us who have made the decision to live for Christ, may it be put a sense of appreciation in our hearts. That Lord, thank you. Kasi ginawa mo ng paraan. Kasi hinanap mo ko. Kasi hinabol mo ko. Kasi hindi mo ako sinukuan. Now I have a relationship with you. But at the same time, my hope is that it would also compel us to see that God wants to use me to reach out to other people. God wants me to find them, and God wants me to celebrate as well with the people who are giving their lives to Christ. And for some of us who are here, I believe God is also calling us to finally not remain that lost sheep, to be a sheep that is part of Christ's kingdom. Let us pray. Lord, thank you, God, for Lord, lost people matter to you. And thank you, God, for indeed every one of us, God. Lord God, you are moving us, Lord God, that we may see other people as someone important as well, that they would matter to us as well, Lord. Thank you, God, for the countless times, Lord God, that you have ran after us. You rescued us, God. And now we are here enjoying a walk with you. And today I pray, Lord God, that we would be able to move beyond that. That we would see the greater purpose, the greater plan that God, you have set for us, Lord. Thank you, God.